You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Violence is one force that can disrupt a neighborhood. Gentrification is another. San Francisco rapper Da Vinci says it was hard to ignore the gentrification in his neighborhood when he was growing up. He's from the Fillmore District, which has been in phases of decline, redevelopment, and change since the 1960s. In the past decade, the Fillmore has undergone a surge of economic activity that's changed the face of the famous jazz quarter of the city once again. In this installment of Bay Area Beats, Da Vinci shares how growing up in the Fillmore influenced his music.
People who aren't familiar with my type of music will learn that all hip-hop that comes from, you know, maybe not the most positive standpoint is not negative, though. You know what I'm saying? I think all my concepts are well-rounded. I'm speaking from somebody's perspective who've been through it, but yet I'm not glorifying it.
Basically, after the urban renewal, it was basically Negro removal. Woke up in
the
morning
to an empty crib. The album is called The Day the Turf Stood Still. So I wanted to talk about what I noticed immediately on my turf, where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? And not only is it people dying, you know what I'm saying? Like, our population been shrinking by double almost every other year. So, I mean, I felt like I couldn't ignore that. You know, I couldn't talk about everything else and not touch on that, because that's like one of the most important things. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's not just happening in San Francisco. It's happening in a lot of places. And it's not necessarily to be something to be frowned upon and looked upon as being negative, but I definitely just felt like I needed to shed light on it. When I finally came up with the concept for this album, I was like, okay, I'm gonna talk about something that ain't nobody really talking about, but and it always came up as a conversation piece between me and like my folks. You know what I'm saying? We'd get up and be like, "Hey man, you see these you see the condos they just built? Like, they just tore down the projects and just built some brand new condos." Or, you know, I'll run into my mama or something, and she'd be like, "Yeah, that store not even there no more. They got a new complex, and you know, all they sell there is just crumpets and tea and dog food." You know what I'm saying? My mom make jokes all the time, like, they replaced all the kids and black people in the neighborhood with dogs. You know what I'm saying? Now all I see is people walking dogs in the park. Ain't even no kids in the park.
Let's go.
Aristocrat is one of those tracks where it's showing the young cats how to grow up maturely in the hood. You know what I'm saying? And even if half of your hood is gone like ours is, you feel me, it's still a way to mature and out of that situation. You feel me? Without feeling like you'll sell out or doing something to get yourself thrown in jail for 10, 15 years. You feel me? Straight up. In an underprivileged position, ain't no food up in the kitchen, and you know it ain't a mystery when the public schools shut down, murder rates shoot up. What else is an inner city family left to do but to pack it up and move it out, or sack it up and get it in? Cut the education, now we racing for them dividends. I'm 100% hopeful. You know what I'm saying? I haven't lost hope yet. If I lost hope, then I wouldn't even attempt it to do this album. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely hopeful, because I feel like if we come together and make music that people can enjoy, I know music can bring people together. You know what I'm saying? If nothing else don't. If the money's gonna be tearing people apart, then I know music can do it. Somebody said the world is coming to an end. The president is black, the money's in the red. The prison raising children who do anything for bread. Cell phones getting close to microchips up in your head.